Die Suid-Afrikaanse leefstyl en apteek kleinhandelgroep Clicks het vandag tussentydse resultate aangekondig. Die groep ding natuurlik mee met die genoteerde groep Dis-Chem. Clicks se omset het in die tydperk met 6,2% tot R15,3 miljard gestyg. Die wesensverdienste is 13% hoër op R763 miljoen en Clicks het sy dividend met 15% tot R1,18 per aandeel opgestoot. Vikesh Ramsunder, die uitvoerende hoof van Clicks, is op die lyn. Vikesh, welcome to the show. A dividend of 15% seems pretty generous in the current economic environment. What is your dividend policy?
So our dividend cover hasn't changed, but obviously as a cash generating business, we felt that it was appropriate, you know, to hand back some cash to shareholders. There's no need to give them all the dividends towards the end of the year. So we felt that we could increase that at the half year as well.
What drove your revenue growth?
I would say it was three things. It was the growth in pharmacy. So although value was at 9%, volume was up at 11%. So that was quite helpful for margin. Promotions, we continued to promote and offer great value everyday prices to our consumers. And finally, it was private label and exclusive brands that supported the growth.
Competition in this market seems pretty tough, yet you opened 70 stores in the past 6 months and expanded your store footprint to 680. That includes nearly 500 convenience stores. You also opened 80 new pharmacies, and this whole pharmacy network now consists of 528 pharmacies. That seems to be pretty aggressive in a depressed retail environment. What is the strategy here?
The strategy ultimately is about convenience. So we've always been a value retailer. We believe convenience is core to our long-term strategy for the business. Rick, as you can understand, tough economic environments also give you opportunities. So, you know, more retail space is becoming available, and we are taking those opportunities. So we believe we can get to 900 stores in South Africa, and we want a pharmacy in every store. So essentially, more space has become available that we've decided to take up.
But how big is the market for pharmacies in South Africa? Dis-Chem is also expanding pretty aggressively, and you are too. When do you think this market could be saturated?
Well, if you consider the fact that the independent pharmacists just today still have almost 50% of the South African market, there's still a long room for both ourselves and Dis-Chem.
What will happen to the independent pharmacist over the years to come? Do you think they will be replaced by Clicks and Dis-Chem?
I certainly don't think so. I think we will coexist. You know, independent pharmacies may have a smaller share, potentially between 25 to 30% of the market. But if you look at all developed markets around the world, you have, both independent and corporate pharmacies coexisting. And I believe South Africa will be no different.
Clicks is, of course, very dependent on the health of the local consumer in more ways than financial health, actually. But the consumers are under immense pressure. We also see a depressed economy, and we've seen many retailers actually struggle in the current environment. Yet your results suggest that you are actually performing okay in this environment. How sensitive are you towards a potential economic upturn?
I would say to you, important to note, we have good results. We're very proud of them. But we are not immune to the tough trading conditions. I mean, the teams are in the trenches every single day. You know, we have great offers. We're trying to service the customer better. So quite frankly, I think we're all in a battle today for a share of the customer's wallet. And as you can see from our results, at the moment, we're winning.
Dit was Vikesh Ramsunder. Hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Clicks. Louis van Rensburg van PSG Wealth is saam met my in die ateljee. Louis, wat vir my uitgestaan het, is hoeveel geld hulle belê in nuwe winkels en in veral nuwe apteke. Hulle belê wesentlik ons praat hier van ek dink 'n R700 miljoen wat hulle gaan belê in hierdie finansiële jaar. Wat is jou indruk van Clicks en as mense dit nou vergelyk met Dis-Chem?
Ja, ek dink soos jy nou gesê het, hulle wil baie uitbrei. Ek dink hulle het aanvanklik gesê om tussen 25 en 30 winkels op te maak. Nou dink hulle dit gaan nader in die omgewing van 40 winkels wees. En nog 'n belangrike feit wat hulle genoem het is dat meeste van hierdie winkels finansier hulle uit kontant wat hulle self genereer. Hulle het basies geen skuld nie. So ek dink hulle is baie goed geposisioneer om voordeel te trek uit die mark wat nog daar bestaan vir hulle.
Ek sien as ons kyk na Clicks, die markkapitalisasie is basies R46 miljard. En die groep se prysverdienste verhouding is omtrent 30 keer. As ons kyk na Dis-Chem, dan is die markkapitalisasie R23 miljard, so is basies die helfte van die grootte van Clicks. En die prysverdienste verhouding is 31, so hy's 'n bietjie duurder as Clicks. Wat dink jy van die beleggingspotensiaal van hierdie maatskappye?
Kyk, as jy net op die prysverdienste verhouding gaan kyk, dan gaan jy redelik opbetaal vir die twee maatskappye, maar ek dink wat hulle wys is, as jy gaan kyk na hulle wat noem jy dit opbrengs op ekwiteit, is hulle altoe bring hulle redelik baie goeie opbrengs op daai op ekwiteit, naby aan die 40% vir beide. So dit is goeie beleggings as jy wil langtermyn kyk daarna. Ek dink die een voordeel van wat ek dink Dis-Chem dalk het is nog redelik net in Gauteng gebaseer op die oomblik mikkel om 200 winkels teen 2021 te hê, so is redelik klein, nog baie spasie om uit te brei, terwyl Clicks wys jou genereer goeie kontant, goeie beleggings en gaan nog steeds kan groei in hierdie omstandighede, daar is nog baie ruimte vir groei. So ek dink beide van hulle is goeie beleggingssake, maar jy moet bereid wees om langtermyn te kyk en na, want jy betaal redelik duur vir hulle op hierdie vlakke.